Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Spring arrives this week. After the winter we've had in New England this year, it can't come too soon for lots of folks. As people welcome the melting of mountainous piles of snow over the coming weeks, they'll also be welcoming something else. More hours of daylight. Yes, the days are getting longer, and now, with daylight saving time, the sun isn't setting until almost 7 o'clock, allowing more people to get home from work before it's dark, and maybe even enjoy some evening activity while it's still light. Everyone likes light, of course, because it allows us to see what we're doing. Light is a powerful symbol, too, used to show understanding, for instance. We've all seen the light at some point when something we hadn't clearly realized before is finally understood. And probably all of us have seen cartoons or drawings showing a light bulb over a person's head, indicating the arrival of a brilliant idea. Finally, speaking figuratively, no one likes to be left in the dark. We want to see, want to know what's going on. Even in this modern age, lots of people turn to the Bible for understanding, and it's no surprise that light figures prominently in its pages. This week on Morning Prayer, we're going to look at light in the Bible to see, well, to see what light it can shine on our lives today. We can call on God as the psalmist did. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. May we find that light leading us to everything good. Amen.